Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our annual concert of Christmas music here at the Cathedral of the Most Holy Trinity on Barnes Strand Street in Waterford City. Please give a warm round of applause to our orchestra, led by Teresa Costello. Our combined choir, consisting of members of Ad Hoc Chorale, the WIT Youth Choir, the Waterford Male Voice Choir, the Barbershop Octet, Trinity Gospel Choir, Voci, the Cathedral Youth Choir, the Sweeney Toddlers, and finally, Badger Gallery. So many members of our orchestra and the choir here this afternoon have come specifically home to be with us this afternoon. They deserve an extra round of applause for that. And finally, my friends, but by no means least, welcome our conductor and musical director, Maestro Kevin O'Carroll. Let our Christmas festival begin. As we say in Waterford, folly that. And we will, and they will. That was a Christmas festival by Leroy Anderson. And Anderson was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And his musical arrangements were made famous because they were championed by the Boston Pops Orchestra and its conductor, Arthur Fielder. We move to our next carol, and I hope that you're in good form and a good singing form here in the cathedral, or even as you deal with those Brussels sprouts in your old kitchen as you're listening to us on the radio. This is O Come All Ye Faithful, Adeste Fideles. You know it well. Please join with the orchestra and the choir as we raise the roof on this wonderful holy place. It's now time this afternoon to invite the first of our choirs to sing for us. The Ad Hoc Chorale is one of Waterford's award-winning choirs. It consists of a blend of youth and experience and provides and performs a wide variety of music. Their name refers to the fact that when the choir began, the members only intended to perform for fun or on special occasions. However, their audience convinced them to become a fully-fledged choir, and as a consequence, the Waterford music scene is all the richer. They bring us a Coventry Carol in a version by Ola Yalo. I get the impression every year that the brass and percussion section of the orchestra wait all year for that. Mitch does certainly. Thank you very much. This next song was written during a heat wave, believe it or not, in California in July 1945 by Julie Stein and Mel Torme. The heat had obviously gotten a little too much for them, so they came up with this salute to cooler climes. The Barbershop Octet sing "Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow." Before I conclude, can I ask you to please show your appreciation again for our wonderful choirs, orchestra, and musical director, Kevin O'Carroll, for their performances here today. Our thanks to the WRFM sound team for sound supervision here in the cathedral and also for broadcast recording. And this program will go out on Christmas lunchtime at 1 o'clock on all WRFM's platforms worldwide. The programme was edited for broadcast by WRFM's programme director, Michael Byrne. To Father Paul Worldren and the Parish of the Most Holy Trinity here in Waterford City, our thanks to you and your team here for your wonderful hospitality in yet again making this, the Mother Church of the Diocese of Waterford and Lismore, available for this concert today. To the parish team, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here in the cathedral yet again. And to all of you, wherever you might be listening on this Christmas day, have a very happy Christmas and a peaceful new year. From Meremid Bio, Eganam Shaharish, Gadesh Islam.